Now, the Irish Cancer Society has designated April as Bowel Cancer Awareness Month, and I'm delighted to say that joining me in studio now is Dr. Declan Matthews, and you're very welcome, Declan.
Thank you, Linda.
Now, how common a cancer is bowel cancer?
Bowel cancer is very common. It's about fourth or fifth on the list of sort of common cancers. I suppose the best way to put that for people is about 2,500 people in Ireland, in the Republic, will be diagnosed with it every year.
Is it more common in men or women, or is it one of these cancers that affects both sexes equally?
Slightly more common in men, but one in every 15 men will get it, about one in every 18 women will get it. So as you can see, slightly more common in men.
So what should people be looking out for? What are the symptoms of bowel cancer?
The symptoms are, I first of all say, in one way, it's a cancer. In another way, if got early, it's one of the good cancers from that point of view, that it's one of the cancers that if you actually detect it early, it's curable. If you detect it late, it's not curable. So it's one of the great cancers from that point of view. It's generally a cancer of the over 60s, but in fact, it's not for some reason or other. There's been a little bit of an increase in the amount of people under 50 who are getting it at the moment. And they think that's probably just down to dietary factors. Sometimes some of the sweeteners that we use have been implicated, and other food products have been implicated.
So in terms of symptoms, what are the key things that people should be looking out for?
I think the most important one, Linda, would be a change in bowel habit. So if you're a regular go to the loo every same time every day, and you suddenly find you're getting an awful lot of diarrhoea for weeks in a row, that's a change in bowel habit. If you go to the loo the same time every day and you're suddenly finding now it's every 2 or 3 days and it's not easy to go, that's a sort of a worrying symptom. If you have an alternating between sort of sometimes you have diarrhoea, sometimes you're constipated, sometimes you have diarrhoea, that sort of alternating bowel habit, again, that's another big, big thing to start worry about. Obviously, if there's blood coming from the back passage, that's a big, big thing to worry about. But in fact, not every time somebody bleeds from the back passage is it due to a cancer. Piles and some of the inflammatory bowel diseases like ulcerative colitis or Crohn's can cause the same thing. But still, it's one of those ones that you'd need to get checked out. Obviously, things like weight loss, things like vomiting, things like severe abdominal pain, they're the sort of symptoms that you'd be mainly worried about.
Now, you mentioned diarrhoea there, which is a very obvious thing for people to know. But sometimes it's true, isn't it, that constipation is not always that obvious. People assume that constipation is that you're just not going to the toilet, but sometimes that can not be the case, sure can.
Yeah, and I think that's probably more so in children who come with abdominal pain. And you see kids with abdominal pain and, you know, the parents sort of say, well, they're going to the loo regularly, so it can't be constipation. But in fact, it can. They can sort of be fairly blocked up down there. Little bits can make their way out, but they're still constipated. Not so, that wouldn't be so common in adults. Another sort of symptom, though, that going on that is another symptom that people could get with bowel cancer would be a symptom where you feel like you haven't emptied yourself every time you go. You know, you feel, God, there's still something there. I go back in again, but nothing happens. That's a sort of another type of worrying type symptom.
So, but there is a screening program available for our bowel cancer, isn't there?
There is. There's a brilliant screening program in Ireland. Everybody between 59 and 69 gets sent a little kit, and which they're supposed to sort of fill out. They put a little stool sample on it and they send it off, and it detects whether there's any little bit of blood. And you wouldn't see the amount of blood we're talking about here. This would be non-visible blood. They just check if there's any sign of that, and that's often it's a very good test. It's not 100% accurate, but it's very, very, very highly accurate. And that's sent to everybody between 55 and 69. Sadly, not all take it up.
That was my next question. I mean, what percentage of people do actually take that screening up?
Somewhere between 45 and 50% of people who are invited. 500,000 people are invited every year to take part in this. Somewhere between 45 to 50% take part. And this is a test which can detect cancer way before it ever does you any harm. It can be treated way before it ever does you any harm. So it's a great thing to do. And I know people have the idea of sort of, oh God, you know, I don't really want to sort of just start fiddling around with my own poos. You know what I mean? Literally takes 2 seconds to do. You send it off, you get your reply, and that's it. It's done for you. You know, that, think of that sort of 2 or 3 seconds it takes to actually do it. and the amount of trouble you'd have to go to if you get a late onset cancer diagnosis.
Well, any of those screening programs, to be fair, have a certain level of uncomfortableness about it. You know, you have your cervical, your smear tests, your mammograms for breast checks. I mean, anything to do with cancer and trying to prevent it will have a certain element of uncomfortableness about it anyway, won't it?
Absolutely. And as I say, for the point of view of doing this test, and we all have to do it every now and then, I'm of an age, and it takes 2 seconds and you don't even think about it anymore. First time you did it, you thought about it, but after that, you never worry about it anymore.
So if there's people listening to this now and they're worried, and we say it at the end of all of these segments all the time, pick up the phone and contact your GP.
Yes, pick up the phone and contact your GP. Tell them what symptoms you're suffering. Another sort of people we didn't sort of cover are people with a family history of bowel cancer, with a sort of a father, mother, brother, sister who have been diagnosed with bowel cancer. They need to be particularly careful. People with a family history of polyps in the bowel. Polyps are like little skin tags inside in the bowel. And if you have polyps, they can change over years and become cancerous. People with a history of those, they sort of need to get themselves checked as well. But as I say, no GP is going to worry about, is going to sort of give out to you for sort of saying, look, I have these symptoms, could I get them checked out? No GP is going to turn you away who sort of say, my father was diagnosed with bowel cancer in his 50s. That would mean if your father was diagnosed with bowel cancer in his 50s, they will start checking you from your 40s on. You know, they'll check you from about 10 years before the father was diagnosed or mother was diagnosed. So nobody's going to worry about that sort of stuff. And one of the sort of most worrying statistics that also came out recently is that a third of people put off a visit to their GP or their doctor about their bowel problems because they're worried about waiting lists. They're worried that they're going to, you know, they're going to make the waiting list longer. They're going to be stuck on a waiting list. And again, as a GP, if you have some patient who you are worried about, you send off a referral. All those referrals are triaged by a consultant. He will see what you're looking for. He'll see what you want and it'll be triaged. Nothing to do whether you're private or whether you're public or whatever. It will be triaged on the symptoms. So it will be looked at.
Yeah, and cancer unfortunately is becoming more and more prevalent in society, and anything that you can do, any screening program that you can take up, any action that you can take yourself as an individual to try and detect early, people must start doing it, mustn't they?
Absolutely. It's a no-brainer. I mean, it's a simple test. It's simple to do, and it just might get you diagnosed early and might get it gone.
Dr. Declan Matthews, as always, thanks a million for coming in to me today.
Thanks, Linda.